The system is known as IDES, the Integrated Disability Evaluation System. DOD and VA started it as a pilot program to shorten the length of time it took for wounded service members to start receiving VA benefits. Under the old systems, processing time was an average of 540 days per soldier, in part because the two departments were duplicating each other's work, each conducting their own disability evaluations. Under IDES, DOD and VA are aiming for an average of 295 days, but that target is still a couple of years away. In the meantime, General Peter Corelli, the Army's Vice Chief of Staff, says DOD is losing ground in the joint project.
The VA is well ahead of us. And I'm going to say that again. The VA is well ahead of us in their efforts to implement the new joint system. Western Regional Command briefed me the other day, and they took the system and broke it down by each one of the different components. And in every single area, the VA had a better handle on meeting the goal that in the IDES system, that soldiers were supposed to stay in there. And they had much better tracking numbers than we did, much better. They were all over it. Secretary Shinseki's deputy, John Gingrich, has taken this on himself. And he is like a bull in a china closet, ensuring that the VA lives up to its part of the deal.
Corelli addressed a Wounded Warrior Transition Conference in Florida this morning. He says in some ways, IDES has actually increased the amount of time that parts of the disability evaluation process take. And while he says speed is not always the best metric for quality of the system, he says DOD is falling behind with IDES. Since January 2008, the rate at which new cases come into the system has increased 160%.
Meanwhile, case processing time has also increased approximately 48%. And currently takes an average of 258 days for a soldier just to complete the physical evaluation board and reach final disposition. It's even longer before that individual actually starts receiving VA benefits.
But Corelli thinks the problem is much worse than that. He says some military units are holding back on entering service members into the new IDES system so that their processing time looks better on paper than it truly is.
We found that at a couple post camps and stations. In order to keep their numbers down, they've held out files until they can get the paperwork together, till it's almost complete, and then they put the individual in the IDES system. The individual who's not in the IDES system is just as non-deployable as the person that is put into the IDES system.
Just last week, Congress heard some firsthand evidence that IDES is failing to streamline the disability evaluation process. Crystal Nicely has been helping to care for her husband Todd since he lost both arms and both legs while serving as a Marine in Afghanistan last year. She told the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee that his transition out of the military has been difficult and slow.
Todd has been a part of an integrated disability evaluation system, which I understand is supposed to be faster, more efficiently to complete evaluations and transition out of the military service. That has not been our experience. At one point, a simple summary of my husband's injuries sat on someone's desk for almost 70 days, waiting for approval. I thank Chairman Murray for helping get the issue resolved, but it should not take me talking to a United States Senator to help my husband. More importantly, what about all the other wounded Marines who have not had the chance to ask that kind of help?
Corelli says to speed things up, lower-level commanders in DOD need to treat the warrior transition process as their problem and not leave it to the military's medical authorities.
What frustrates me the most, and I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers here, has been the lack of leader involvement in the process. When I looked into it further, I found many commanders were focused on other things, relying on their staffs to deal with these issues. This is commander's business. Pure and simple. It's too important to leave it to the staff or doctors to figure out how to implement IDES effectively. And we're certainly not going to fix the system at OSD or headquarters Department of the Army levels. This has got to be fixed at the local level. We are losing ground because commanders are not involved to the level they should be, given the potential impact this has on the overall readiness of our force.
DOD plans to have IDES implemented at all 139 of its planned sites across the country by the end of this year. But Deputy Defense Secretary Bill Lynn told Congress earlier this year that the Pentagon expects it will take up to another 2 years to eliminate the backlog of cases in which service members are simultaneously in the old systems and the new one. Until then, the military does not expect to meet its goal of transitioning wounded warriors through the evaluation system within 295 days. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.